On behalf of the Mishpacha, we want to thank everybody for coming and showing their Kavod Acharon to the Nifter, Reb Avram Ephraim Ben Baruch Bendit, and to show their support for the Mishpacha at this moment. The Baal Tanya speaks about the person who is Tochel Rotz of Ava, his heart is filled with Ava, with Avas Hashem, with passion. Shalheves, Rishver, Rishverka. And it's a person who has a misoteris belibo. It's all within, and it's bursting to come out. The little I knew of the Nifter, I knew him through Abdov. That was the image that we had of him, a larger-than-life person, who was a Talmud Chacham of world-class caliber, person with deep passion, deep Avas Hashem, Avas HaTorah, and Avas HaMishpacha, and somebody whose passion laid within the heart, and at times would come out in flames. And you know, and inspire those around. We're going to have a few divrei zikaron of the Nifter. I'm first Rosh Shiva Rav Lipiansky Shlita, followed by two of his sons, Reb Aaron and Reb Dov.
Even though I did probably have more of a kesher with the Nifter than most outsiders. It also was very little because of his nature of his person. I knew him in a certain segment of his life, certain moments when we had deeper conversations. And I'd like, I guess, from that perspective to try to get a little bit of a glimpse of somebody that was so hidden b'shita and personality, and try a little bit to get a feel for who would be Milava. Chazal say that Adam Yechidi Nivra, that a person was created Yechidi. Adam was created as a Yachid. It's given as a Maila, it's given as something which is the Chshivas HaAdam. But it jars, it contrasts with the Pasuk like Toiv HaYos Adam Levadi. How is it that Adam is created Yechidi and then like Toiv HaYos Adam Levadi? Rav Chaim actually mentions it fleetingly, but he just connects the Gemara with it, doesn't really speak about it. And I think I'd like to take a moment in looking it through the lenses, through the perspective, what I feel was something of the Nifter's very deep perspective. He grew up, his heart and soul were in Chabad of a long time ago, where the Avoda was not about reaching out and about Kiruv, but Avedas Adam focused on oneself. And possibly the mantra, a refrain from Tanya that keeps coming up again and again, it's a quote from Raya Mehemna, is Moyach Shalit Aliba. That a person's mind is rules and is meant to rule over his heart. It's the core of that type of avoda. It's an avoda that espouses anything, any emotions that start with emotion are just sentiment. They don't have real value to it. And the value of a person's avoda and feelings and real emotions are those that have been sculpted and directed by the mind. A person has two centers of self. One, his yechidi, and that is his mind. The Yaseyim Ashonos, and no two people share understanding. And then there's the part of the person that needs connection, seeks connection, lives off connection. And the center there is the heart. Adam Yechidi, it comes first. A person has to have a self. And that's formed by a person's das. It's not enough. Lotovi Asadam Levado. Then he seeks out and he reaches out and connects with his lave. It was the avoda that was impressed in that old Beis Chinuch of Chabad. And from a vantage point of years later, retroactively, in retrospect, tragically lost his Eze Kenegdo. He was thrust back again into Lotovius Adam Levado. And he decided that he must work on the Adam Yechidi Nivra. To allow himself to wallow in his emotions would be starting from the wrong place. And the place where he wanted to focus his life and energies was to form the emes that comes from das. And he spent a lifetime trying to formulate that emes. It's not only about seichel and das and understanding. The Maral speaks about the difference between Avram and Bilam, and he speaks about the mid of Toiv Ayin. The mid of Toiv Ayin we tend to associate with some sort of kindness, goodness, etc. The Maral gives a very different pshat. Tov Ayin means that I can look around the world, see the good that is taking place, and being happy with it. And the reason the Maral says doesn't start with a feeling of benevolence towards other people. It's because I am self-sufficient. If I've eaten my full, I have no problem appreciating other people's food, their food that they can eat and live from. The person who is shalom ba'atzmai, who is a mistapik, he's self-sufficient, that person, that's the core of Avram's midah. Bilam's midah was he needed everything and anything outside of himself. And that deficiency caused every ashchasa that came out of it. Avraham Avinu's core midah is being yonek from himself, drawing his life sustenance from within, and being self-sufficient with himself. This midah is the extension of that midah of moach and seichel. The person who needs to connect is lacking within himself. In the lotovi yosadum levadai, a person perceives himself as insufficient, not having what it takes from within to realize himself, and he needs other people. That type of connection is lacking. The person whose self is self-satisfying, but reaches out to the other as a second step, is something that is the shleimus of the person who reaches out. The shleimus of once you're yechidi, then you say, lo tov yosel levado, I need to do for the other as well. If lo tov yosel levado is an expression of self-insufficiency, it's a crippling, it's a crutch. in his world of tortured self-sufficiency. Reb Avrom was Moser Nefesh for as long as I know him, to being self-sufficient emotionally. Everything, his desire to come to the other person only if he felt he doesn't need the other person, was something that was at the core of his being. Whether he could barely drag himself out to drive himself to the hospital, whether he could spend weeks in isolation, and so much more that I don't know about. His driving emotional need was that if Adam Yechidi Nivra, then a person has to be able to stand by himself, to connect to other people because you need them, is taking away from the Tzelem Elokim, and it's a burden on other people. But when you find your own self-sufficiency, when deathly ill, you can take care of yourself and fend for yourself, then when you connect to somebody else, you're doing it as an extension of self, not as a supplementing of self. It wasn't easy to watch. It was so driven. The need not to allow emotional expression to be a way of venting or emoting. I would watch him. I spoke at Sheva Brachos. We made a Sheva Brachos for Dovi Balachayim. I watched him at the Chasana. It was the emotion that came out was despite his efforts to rein it in. It was an incredible embodiment of a chinuch of moach shalit aleif. We see so much that was hidden from the fact that Baruch Hashem, your children, are gems. Dov, Yibar L'chaim, you raised as a baby to adulthood, to achievement. Dov, with his depth of understanding, care, sensitivity, and pleasantness, speaks louder than 1,000 witnesses that this is who you were. You may have kept it in. You may have kept emotion, concern, care, sensitivity within. Seeing the expression of it as being something that debases it. But we have testimony. Your children, who you may have had difficulties at time communicating with, are paradigms of what you were, of the emes you were. I was sitting Shmini Esrei Pesach Shabbos, and I knew the clock was ticking, and I was listening to them saying Shir Hashirim, and I was thinking, isn't that your life? A life of pursuing something that transcends the world, and you never ever find it. It's something that we catch a glimpse, a teasing glimpse here and there, and then it disappears. And a person goes through life searching for the person who does search. And it's frustration after frustration. He knows what he wants, and he knows it's there. But it's a type of inyan that a person doesn't find it here. The place where she finally finds her beloved. It says, Ki azo kamoves ava, kosher kishal kina, rishafer rishwe eish shal heveska. So Chazal say, Omer Avrechia, shal heveska, a divine flame. So Avrechia says, not like in this world, where water extinguishes fire, or fire extinguishes, or fire evaporates water, but a rishafer rishwe eish is a place where fire and water coexist. Water, fire is the searing truth of the das and the seichel. Water is the flow of love from the heart. And in this world of Avram, you could not see how they coexist. If it's in the mind, it's not in the heart. And if it's in emes, it's not in the kalkul deshura. And if it's in the heart, it's not in the mind. And if it's in the kalkul deshura, it's not emes. And you're right. In this world, that paradox has no resolution. But now, you've come to a place which shall have iska, where mayim and eish coexist, where emes and ava twin, not spar. What you've been looking for, the hard and difficult life that you spent being mosa nefesh for yechidi nivra, Bez Hashem will find the toiv of the other. Leich b'shalom, tenuach ha-mishkavcha. May you find the menuchas ha-nefesh of a seeking nefesh, a menucha that's only possible in Chayil.